接着，我今天呢，接着上次那个信息来讲，就是悔改的正义，悔改的正义。啊，其实我接着王翠萍今天已经把好多东西讲出来，我要讲。那上次我们讲到呢，悔改，有时候我们听到这个词的时候呢，就会中国人特别听到负面的，西人更负面。现在，因为他们好多的受伤，你如果一讲到他的罪一点，那么他们好多人非常非常的反感。那这不是说我们现在就不应该讲罪，而是说我们真正的要明白什么呢？明白圣经的福音的真义在哪里，悔改的真义在哪里，这个是非常重要的。现在教会好多时候失去能力，教会好多时候人不想来，是什么原因？教会本来传的是一个 good news， 对不对？是 good news， 但是好多人听到的是 bad news， 那是什么原因呢？那究竟我们出了什么问题，对不对？我们要反思，我们真正的要走到这个神的心意里面来。我们今天的教会是应该是带着能力来传讲神的话语，要带着能力来传讲神的话语，而这个话语呢，神的话语就进到人的心里面，人就会欢喜回来，这是 good news， 好消息，真的是好消息。如果一个人听到好消息的话，他的反应是怎么样？我不知道你听到过好消息没有？我相信都有过这样的例子，是不是？我请那个，今天是啊，魏理欢迎翻译哈，欢迎 Rusty。那 when you hear good news, what's your reaction? 当你听到一个好消息的时候，你会有什么样的反应？阿宝，你放一个 stand。
好，
那请你放一个 stand。
So when you hear a good news, what would be your reaction when you hear the news?
你是不是突然变得很紧张、很拘谨？今天有人要找我麻烦，会不会这样
？Would you be nervous?
那今天你来到教会里面是怎么样一个感受
？How about when you come to the church? What do you feel?
如果在这个听好消息的时候，你感觉到很紧张，那牧师要悔改，我所有的同工都要悔改。
It's probably kind of weird if you're supposed to be here hearing a good news, but you're feeling nervous, you're feeling maybe you've been judged or something.
或者你来，你就说找一个借口不来教会，或者说怎么样？那我们就要来分析我们的信仰究竟是什么东西。
Or maybe you keep finding excuses not to come to church. So there might be, maybe it's an issue that we need to think as a church.
那圣经里面呢，一直会讲悔改。
So the Bible continue to talk about repentance.
那上次我也讲了，悔改有悔在里面，也有改在里面。
So repentance is not
实在没有什么能力。
Because they realize over time that there's really a lot that they cannot do.
所以人家说传福音呢，要给小孩和老人去传。
That's why people say when you share the gospel, you should share with the kids and the elderly.
小孩因为他们无知，什么知识都很贫乏，那讲的话很容易吸收。
Because kids, they will listen to you as an adult, they will just believe you.
老年人呢，他们知道一生过来，要么知道自己真的有罪，要么知道真的无能。要么知道死亡已经临近，他也没有办法解决。
And for elderly, they know that death is near, and they know that on their own, they really can't do anything.
所以老年人比较容易传福音。
So it's easier for them to accept Christ into their life.
那虽然有的人说他们的脑筋有点固化，但是真的圣灵的能力临到呢，他们很容易接受住。
But when the Spirit of God is with, it's over there that they will just simply receive the Lord.
当然有人会说中年人比较难传福音。
Some may say adults are the hardest group to share the gospel with.
我希望你不要把这个观念放在你的脑子里面。
I hope that you do not just keep that mindset.
我们要改变我们的思想。
That we should change that mindset.
事实上从表面上看中年人好多时候很难去传福音，很难改变。
Maybe it is true that it may seem it's harder to preach.
那原因很简单。因为他们叫什么日志中天啊，精力也非常的旺盛，知识也非常的丰富，有目标也非常的明确。
The reason is probably because they're in their prime. They're, they know they have strong logic and they have goals that they want to achieve.
从我们眼睛看得见的层面是这样。
From what we can see and understand, that's what we know.
但是我为什么说不要把这样一个观念放在你的里面呢？
But why do we say don't put that mindset in you?
因为这种观念它就要影响你怎么样传福音。
Because the mindset will hinder us from sharing the gospel.
这就是说我们为什么要悔改，为什么要 change mind?
That's why we want to say that we always need to repent and to change our mind.
其实这些中年人呢，他们真正那个时候在奋斗的时候呢，外面遇到风雨的时候呢，他开始知道他需要力量。
Actually, for the adults, because they're out working and fighting, that they're actually going to experience a lot of difficulty and sufferings. And in times of that, that they will call out.
所以我们呢，需要把这个真正的神要带给他。
So we need to bring, we need to share the gospel.
The real God, true God to them. 还有神的真正的这一个赦免要带给他。
So bring God's salvation to them.
这个赦免里面带来的是一种救恩。
And through salvation, there is grace.
Through forgiveness, there is salvation. 在这个救恩里面代表着很多很多的内容。
And there's a lot to salvation.
那其中一个就是真正的能力。
One is power.
那所以我们讲的呢是一个 good news.
So what we share is the good news of.
所以这里讲呢，你们要悔改，怎么样？信福音。
Here in the Bible it says you have to repent and believe in the good news.
真的要 change your mind, change your mind, please change your mind.
要改变你的想法。
我跟你讲，好多时候我们就是这样，就是请你改变你的想法。
After that, we go and tell someone to change.
你不要觉得来教会是浪费时间，请你改变你的想法。
That maybe you have a mindset that it's, you're wasting time when you come to the church.
不要觉得耶稣基督就是其中所有神里面的一个，请你改变这个想法。
Or maybe you think Jesus is one of the gods. We ask that you change your mindset.
不要觉得你来到教会是听听讲道要做好人，跟别的宗教一样，请你改变这样的想法。
And maybe you have a mindset that as a Christian, all you do is just want to do good things, just like other religions.
有的人说，哎呀，我还做得不够好，不能做基督徒，请你改变这样的想法。
Some may think that, oh, I'm not good enough to be a Christian.
有的人说，我现在还在犯罪，神不祝福我，请你改变这样的想法。
Or you may think that I'm still in sin, that I don't deserve to be a Christian.
那正确的想法是什么呢？
So what's the right mindset?
神就是要来救罪人的。
That God is here for sinners like us.
就是要来祝福罪人的。
He's here to bless sinners like us.
就是要来让你得释放、得自由。
He's here to give sinners the freedom to,
并且他说你就是个义人，你信我，你就是义人。
That you are righteous. If you believe in God, you are righteous in His eyes.
那你就说我不够 righteous， 我不是一个好人，我信主以后还犯罪。
You might continue to question yourself that you continue to sin even though you are made righteous.
所以我不算是个义人，我的祷告是不纯净。
So I'm not right. So in your mindset, you may think that you are not righteous and God won't listen to.
请你改变这样的想法。
We also ask you to change your mindset.
Metanoia, change your mind.
Change your mind.
因为耶稣来就是为罪人死的。
Because Jesus has come for, he died on the cross for us, for the sinners.
有的人觉得，哎呀，我可能什么，那个罪犯了什么罪，耶稣就不爱我了，所以呢，我的祷告就神不垂听了，。
And some might be, thinking that because this is one sin that I continue to commit, that God won't love me because of that.
请你改变这样的想法。
We ask you to change your mindset.
你现在可能脑子里面已经在想很多的想法，牧师讲的是对的错的。
Maybe right now you're already thinking that.
特别是做基督徒好多年的人。
Especially if you've been a Christian for a long time.
请你改变你的想法。
We ask you to change your mindset.
因为你要来信福音。
Because you're here to believe in the good news, the gospel.
福音就是耶稣基督已经担当了一切。
And the gospel is that Jesus has taken all that sin upon himself.
那你说，难道我的罪不算数了吗？
So you might question, so is my sin, do they not count anymore?
不算数。
It's all forgiven, it's all gone.
现在还在想，现在是去改变你的想法。
You might still think, is it really all gone? But we ask you.
我这么多年跟着先知去做防疫，我跟伊缪好多地方去做防疫。
Over the years, I've been with Pastor Emil to as his translator.
他在发预言的时候呢，我的信心就大大的提升。
Whenever he prophesies, I just feel my faith grows and grows.
那为什么？因为他讲的非常的准确，对这个人的过去讲的很准确。那好多人呢，又是我所认识的。
Why do my faith grow? Because each time he preaches, each time he prophesies, it's just you just know that it's right.
但是有一点呢，让我非常的吃惊，也非常的安慰。
There's one thing that just really surprised me and also comforts me.
就是说，先知神不会通过先知提起你过去的罪来。
Is that God would never use a prophet to bring up the sins that you have committed in the past?
我讲的是真的先知，是从神来的先知。
That what I'm talking about is from true prophets that they won't do that.
我也曾经遇到过好几次，有这个姐妹呢，跟了这个假先知以后呢，把她的过去的所有的东西都透露出来以后呢，她就非常的惧怕，因着惧怕就跟随这个人。我后来她给打电话，我说那不是从神来的，你赶紧出来。
I've also experienced false prophets that they continue to say all the sins that the person may have done in the past, and the person will start following this prophet out of fear.
They called me and I told them it's not from God. Believe me. 所以后来他突然醒过来了，他说：“哎呀，差一点，差一点，差一点。那”那些人会讲的非常的准确，你的过去的罪讲的非常的准确。
Even though the prophets may have said everything that has happened in the past,
因为有灵界的势力和他们在一起。
Because it's also evil spirits with them.
这个我今天先不讲。
We won't go further on that.
那今天最主要的就是你一定要来相信耶稣在你身上的这种爱，这种能力。第一个是对我自己罪的一种赦免和对我完全的一种接纳。
But the main key today is Jesus' love for you, that He completely accepts you for who you are.
特别是你如果跟随主多年的人呢，因为我们过去不同的教会会有不同的教导，我们要回到圣经上来。
Especially if you've been a Christian for a long time.There might be different preachings in different churches that may have confused.
也有人有因着我们过去的这种影响，我们中国文化的影响。
Or you could be affected by your cultural beliefs.
我们会对神的爱和这种赦免呢，会产生怀疑。
That we may have questions, we may have doubt over God's plan, God's salvation for us.
当你仔细回去读圣经的时候呢？
But when you come back to the Bible,
我可以挑战。
That I challenge you.
挑战你在这个耶稣在所有传讲的时候呢，传讲这个他的信息这个福音的时候呢，他没有拒绝任何一个罪人来到他的跟前。
That I challenge you to just go back to the Bible. That in the Bible, Jesus had never rejected any sinners.
甚至。他从来一个人要他得医治的时候，他也没有说你想悔改才得医治，没有。
Or if someone who's asking for forgiveness,
no, asking for healing, physical healing. He didn't say you repent, you confess your sin first, otherwise I don't heal you. He never said this. 你觉得怎么样？我今天讲的是不是合圣经？你仔细看看你的圣经。圣经里面耶稣从来没有说你今天不认罪我就不医治你，没有。
The Bible never said that Jesus would say I will not heal you because you have not yet repented.
那今天教会里面好多人有这样的观念，今天因为我没有认罪，所以神不爱我，神不医治我，这个不是从圣经来的。
Many in the churches might think that because I haven't repented, that I haven't given up the sin, that God would never heal me, would never hear my prayers.
所以我们传讲的时候呢，会颠倒过来。
So many times, maybe we're reversing. We're not talking about the truth.
不是就颠倒 ，reverse the order when we preach the gospel. 那正确的这个次序应该是怎么样呢？先是福音，先是耶稣基督的爱和赦免。
But the right order first is Jesus' love and His forgiveness.
完了以后呢， 他的悔改会更正。
And then there's going to be change.
我告诉你，没有一个人在没有爱的时候，他会很相信你，跟着你走。没有这种，你不原谅他的时候，他会跟着你走。
There's no one that would follow you or believe in you if they don't have love for you.
所以神非常的有智慧，他想要宽恕你，完了再让你跟着他走。
That's why God is very wise that He wants to forgive you first.
他相爱你，把他的爱心伸出来，完了你才能够改变。
He wants to give you His love first, and then the change will come after.
我觉得我们弟兄姐妹好多时候过去就是宗教的影响在我们的脑子里面，就是教会里面不同的讲法。我不说教会的不好，而是我们必须要知道哪些是从神来的，哪些不是从神来的。
Often in the past that we made is because of the what we have heard in the church that has altered our mindset. But we just ask you to just come back to the Bible.
啊，耶稣讲的是一个 good news.
That what Jesus preached is the good news.
哇，他就是当你接受他的时候，能力就引导。
And when you accept him, when you accept it into your heart, that there's power.
当能力引导你的时候，改变就发生。
His power comes upon you. There's.
那所以我们真正的这个悔改呢，第一步也是最重要的一步，和可以说是，应该说是，所有的一切都是在一个 believe the good news.
The main key of salvation is to believe.
Repentance.
Repentance is to believe in the good news.
就是今天你要 change your mind, believing in the good news. 就是改变你的思想，要接受什么？接受宗教，接受基督教 ，no， 接受福音 ，good news。
To change your mindset to receive the good news。
告诉你，这例子太多太多，今天讲不完，我再讲一两个。
I'll talk about a few more.
Few more examples。大家听说过奥古斯丁对吧 ？Augustine。就是在是我们基督教历史上非常有名的一个圣徒。
You may have heard about Augustine.
那奥古斯丁写了《忏悔录》，写了这个《City of God》，还有好多的书。
He's written many books.
他在年轻的时候是一个很坏的。
When he was younger, he's quite a. He has done a lot of bad things.
性上也非常放浪。
The sexual sins he has committed.
Many, many. 但是有一天神就给他讲罗马书的一句话。
But one day God spoke to him, through Romans.
就是关于一个拯救的话，他就突然就信了。
So our redemption that he has, after he heard that, he just believed.
生了以后就成为为主传福音的人。
And became one of the vessels to share God's,
good news. 奥古斯丁在基督教神学的历史上面，或者在教会的历史上面，有非常举足轻重的地位。
And took an important role in the Christians.
当时在战争打到罗马的时候，他在那边还在写书，在牧养。
Even when Rome was at war, he was still writing.
所以，当你读到他的书《City of God》这么厚，那是他在战争的时候。枪炮在外面，他写的。
So he was still writing City of God, this book, even during the war times.
就是他非常非常的爱主。
Why does he do that? Because he loves God.
后来，天主教把他放在圣人的行列 ，saints.
And later on, he was made as a saint.
那他确实是一个圣人。
That he is a saint.
他的改变从哪里来的呢
？But where did the change come from?
是因为他很想做好人吗
？Is it because he wanted to do good？
因为他自己拼命要改变自己吗
？He wanted to just change himself for the better。
因为他相信了福音。
It's only because that he has believed the good news。
那么圣经里记载的保罗
，And the Bible Paul，
是他很好吗
？Is Paul a really good man？
他在杀害基督徒是不是
？He's been
killing Christians。
Persecuting Christians.
那神就拣选了他，赦免他的罪，让他成为一个大使徒。
But God still forgave him and anointed him to be one of his disciples.
Disciples. 那像在今天的话，就是说，我自己回想我的过去的祝福，没有一件真正是我自己努力得来的。
As I count my blessings in the past, that I realize none of it is really what I earned.
我唯一努力做的是，我要做成为一个物理学家。现在没有。
What I really focused my mind on was to become a physicist, but no, I'm not.
但是我今天真的是受很多的祝福。
But I still have a lot of blessings in my life.
我回过头来，各方面的祝福，真的，我的灵里面的自由。那种灵里面的很多的丰富，丰富的经历，啊，包括神在我家里面的祝福。
As I look back, I continue to see the blessings He has in my family and my life and my mindset.
就是相信了福音。
I know that happened because I believe in the good news.
那你会说，那圣经那么多的东西呢，就是讲福音两个字就完了吗
？So you might ask, oh, the Bible is so thick.Is it just about the good news? When you truly believe the good news, that His power will just fall upon you.
这个圣经就会张开
And the Bible will just be made more clear as you read it.
神就把他的东西写在你的心上
That He will share what's in His mind into your heart.
都是为了祝福你
To bless you.
弟兄姐妹就说今天要改变我的思想
So again we encourage you to alter your mindset
神要祝福你
And believe that God wants to bless you
耶稣基督把这个祝福已经完成了
That Jesus has already completed the work
你要相信他已经完成了
And believe that it is done
带着这样的信心来敬拜他，来敞开，要接受这样一个祝福。
It's with that faith to come and to celebrate to praise Him.
当然，你肯定有很多这样那样的问题。
Maybe you still have a lot of questions.
为什么我已经信了，祝福没来？很多的问题。
You may think, oh, I've already believed, but how come I don't feel that blessing in my life?
但是今天再次的回转，简单的要信福音，其他的东西就会跟着来。
Again, I just encourage you to just believe in the gospel. You just fix your eyes on Him, and all the others will come.
其中一个原因，你的祝福可能还没来，就是你信的太复杂。
Maybe your blessing hasn't come because you just not simply believing. You might be a complicated belief.
真的就像，这个圣经里面讲的，就是所有那些真正被神祝福的、被神拣选的。他自己没有任何东西是说我在神的面前我做了很多的努力我今天就这样这样那样那样
In the Bible, many who were blessed, they were never saying that they have earned this, have earned that.
你如果不相信的话你从头到尾你读你来挑战我
If you don't believe what I just share, you're welcome to read the Bible and see.
他们反过来呢是那些人因着他们自己太努力呢出来很多的 trouble.
Actually, the reverse that many times because of all the things that they want to do, they keep doing that they have bringing a lot of troubles in their life.
亚伯拉罕等不及神的应许。
Abraham couldn't wait for his God's blessing.
他的老婆也多事。
And also his wife.
因为他自己不能生育，就把他的一个婢女就给了亚伯拉罕说：“你跟他同房，生了孩子放在我的脚下。”算我的
Sarah couldn't have kids so she asked the maid to have the kid with Abraham
听起来这个办法蛮好的
maybe you think that's a good idea
现代人不觉得好
maybe not in the modern time
现代的姐妹们不会去接受一个另外一个人给你的丈夫是不是
right now the wives won't do that
那个时候也很奇怪，这个Sarah 就这样干，是亚伯拉罕也这样干。
But at that time, that's what Sarah did. What Abraham.
但是呢，神给亚伯拉罕的应许呢，说你虽然老了，你到时候我就要赐给你一个儿子，从 Sarah 生出来。
But God has already promised that He will give you your offspring through Sarah.
但是他不信。
But he didn't believe.
圣经上他是一个信心之父啊，但是那个时候他不太信。
Even though in the Bible he is the father of faith, but at that time he didn't really believe.
所以他就自己努力了。
So he tried his own way.
就生了，生了，从那个秘密就生出一个孩子，就是伊什玛利了。
And then he did give birth to
Ishmael. 那现在中东的战争就是这两个孩子的后代在打，一直在打。一个是伊什玛利的后代，现在就是阿拉伯人，主要是伊什玛利的后代；另一个是犹太人，就是这个从撒拉那边伊撒那边来的。
And as a result, the wars in the Middle East is caused by the two offspring.
所以我呢建议你，神没有让你做的时候呢，少做为好，不然的话呢，搞出像亚伯拉罕这样的事情来，中东的这个战争几千年都没有停止。
So again, I encourage you, if God hasn't spoken to you, don't try to put it on yourself to do things.
当然我不是说阿拉伯人不好或者怎么样，只是这件事情就是这样发生的。
Just like the result of the war in the Middle East through Abraham.
神的能力是非常非常之大的。
That God's power is
我们要来相信他。
That you have to believe, that you should believe in him.
我们要来依靠他。
And to rely on him, depend on him.
我常常会想起我们教会那个洋人姐妹达莱，现在没有来，因为她住在 Oxford， 她年纪也比较大。
Often I think of Darlene, who was with us, but because she has moved to Oxford and she's also getting older, so she's no longer.
那我一想起她，我就想到信心，想到生机。
Whenever I remember her faith and miracles, is what I thought of.
你知道他有一个牙呢，是在一次聚会里面，神把他的牙变成金子。
In one of our gatherings, she had a teeth, and God made it a golden teeth during the gathering.
在十多年前，二十年前呢，有一个牧师呢，他在这个祷告的时候，神给他一个恩膏，好多人的牙就会有金子，不同形式的，有的是一粒一粒都在下面，有的是整个一半就变成金子。
About 20 years ago, there's a pastor who was given a gift that when he shared or preached, people's teeth would turn
to gold. 那我们的西安教会呢，有三个姐妹都有金牙，都有这个牙。
And there's three of our brothers and sisters in the church of Zion that has experienced that.
其中一个姐妹最近她说她那个牙给掉了。
One of the sisters shared that, oh, lately the teeth has just fallen.
但我也见过他的那个牙。
I've also seen that.
达令的还在。所以再次来的时候，你们看他的牙。
So when she came, I sometimes would just look at it.
那么为什么要讲这个东西呢？
Why did I share about this story?
您知道，在科学家的眼里，我是一个学科学的人，没有任何的能力可以把东西变成金子。虽然在历史上呢，好多人想做这件事情，中国人也想做，老外更想做。想把东西变成金子，就叫做炼丹术。
As a scientist, I've always been trying to turn things into gold, but it has never happened.
其实从科学上来讲呢
，scientifically it's
impossible.
It's impossible.
不可能。但其实是可以做一点点出来，就是我们核物理学家可以把原子核改变，但是那个都是。微不足道的。
They might be able to do it, but only for a little bit.
那你当你看到这样的神迹在人身上的时候，你知道神有多大的能力。
But when you see such miracle, you understand the power, full power of God.
神要改变你的一个境况，难道不能吗
？Is God powerless to change your situation?
你的祷告难道他不听吗？
Is he not able to hear your prayer?
所以我们今天来呢，继续的就是说来仰望他。
So again, I just encourage you to just fix your eyes on Jesus.
继续的来相信他。
To believe in him.
那继续的来祷告的时候，神会教导我们该怎么跟他来配合。
And continue to pray with him that he will show you how you can work alongside him.
但你另外一个问题说，难道我们不做任何的东西吗
？You might also think of does that mean we just Don't do anything.
弟兄姐妹，你要做出自信心的东西，神要你做的东西。神不要你做的，你最好不要做。
Which is encourage you to do what God has put on your mind.
所以大家要读圣经。
And again, we just want to.
这是神要你做的。
Because that's something that God wants you to do.
神要你做的时候，你发现呢，你也做不了，弟兄姐妹，有些很多的东西你都做不了。
If God doesn't want you to do something, it might be very difficult for you to do it.
让你去狂恕一个人，不掏钱，也不出力气，你都做不到。
Maybe he wants you to forgive someone, but you still can't do it.
但是你信了。这个福音的时候，接受神的宽恕以后呢，你发现你心里充满了爱和喜乐，你很容易宽恕别人。
But when you have a spirit of Christ, that His power is with you, that His love is with you, that you're able to forgive others.
那今天我们就是来，就是有耶稣，就是多么的宝贵。我们唱的歌说多么的宝贵，但是这个要成为我们脑子里面非常清楚的一个真理。
That we should have the true mindset.To believe in the gospel.
那我们给人以后传讲的时候也是很简单的，就是真理。就像姐妹按手祷告，说：“我给你按手祷告来祝福你。”
And to have faith to just pray for others.
今天我们好多人基督徒出去以后有各种各样的借口不去传福音。
For many of us, when we go out, we might have a lot of excuses not to share the gospel.
因为我们的脑筋里面呢，需要改变，需要。Metanoia, believe the good news.
But we need to change our mind to truly believe the good news.
如果他对你是 good news, 你就会不知不觉地向别人去传。
But if you truly believe it is the good news, then you would just want to share it with anyone you encounter.
是不是？就像我们的小孩子，他有一个好玩具，爸爸妈妈给他到处去 show off。
Just like a kid who, when he has received a really good toy, he will show it to all his or her friends.
那为什么我们今天不传福音？
Then why don't we share the good news that we have heard?
第一个不是说牧师要逼你去传，而是第一个你要真的接受福音在你的心里面。
We're not forcing you to share the gospel, but to simply believe.
你自己要接受
the gospel.
自己要接受神的祝福。
That you receive His blessing.
当你接受神的祝福的时候，你停不下来传福音。
When you have received, you have tasted the goodness of God, and you won't stop sharing the good news.
你说心里面向往的，你的家人的改变，事情的改变，你会发现，因着你的信心呢，神很快会做到你的家里面。
There are many things that you may want to have change in your families, but when you start believing, you'll see the change.
所以我们讲到那些婚姻讲座、亲子讲讲座的东西，不是说不好。
The many seminars are for sure is not bad. The theory is not good.
但是最关键的一个因素必须要在那里，就是 good news.
But the key is the good news.
必须要有耶稣在那里，耶稣不在那里，人做不到。
If Jesus is not there, then man is powerless to do.
即使你能做到，过了一段时间，你发现你费了那么大的力气做到了，旁边没有人，没有人跟着你做，也没有人 appreciate， 你就会 discourage。
Maybe if you have the willpower to do it, but as you continue to see others not following, you just become discouraged.
就是简单的要相信。
So again, we simply want to believe.
简单的相信。
Simply believe.
我感谢神，虽然我是一个很理性的人。学很多的东西，但是呢，在信仰这方面，一直神提醒我要简单相信，简单相信，简单相信。
I just give thanks to God that even though I'm a scientist, I have a very logical mind, but when it comes to faith, I simply believe.
讲最后一个例子，我就结束完了，我们来祷告。
I have one last example.
我曾经有一个租客带着他的儿子住在我们楼下。
I had some lady who.Rented our basement with her son.
他就说他要带他的儿子呢去一个地方，接受什么一些，就是那种 New Age 迷信的东西。这个是个白人，一个西人。
One time, she came and told me that she's bringing her son to go to believe in something, to go. To hear
他的儿子呢是浑身是病，很年轻，大概二十出头。红绳全是病。
The son was quite sick. Even though he's quite young, he has a lot of different illness.
那我就着急，我说我要给他传福音。我跟师母说我要传福音。后来我就找到我那个英文的信主的见证，我就做了一个复印件。
So as I heard that, I just thought, oh, I have to really share the good news with her.
因为她，我们那时候做短住，她住个一两个星期就走了。
At the time, because at the time we were only doing short-term rental, so he should only be here for a really short time.
结果我就感动，就下去给他们去祷告，把我的见证给他们看。
So I was just convicted to go down and just share my testimony with her.
后来，我给她讲到我的见证的时候呢，其实，他们没有什么太多的反应。
After I finished sharing my testimony with her, there's not really a lot of reaction.
后来我说我能不能祷告祝福你？你们要很快要走了。
And then I said, oh, before you leave, can I just pray for you and bless you?
那我祷告的时候呢，一般就是我会问神说，神啊，你让我祷告什么？
So when I was praying, before I pray, I would always ask God, what do you want me to say?
我愿意顺服。
That I'm willing to obey to what you have.
所以圣灵感动我的时候，我就会不管是我懂的不懂的，我都会讲出来。
So when the Holy Spirit comes upon me, I might be sharing something I might not understand.
所以我就一祷告的时候呢，就很多的话就出来了。
So when I start to pray, there's a lot of words that comes out.
其中就是过去他们在教会受的伤害，有一些亲人出卖了他，我还记得一些。
Prayed about the pain that they have experienced in the past in the churches.
And in the family, 她就哭啊哭啊哭啊哭啊，这个母子俩就哭啊哭啊。
And then she started crying.
后来她说，你的教会在哪里？我下次回来一定要来你的教会。
And she told me that where is the church? The next time I come, I must attend your church.
我心想，你那个时候回来那个已经太迟了。我说你现在。你要去的地方，你不要去糟践那些什么迷信的东西。现在你要去教会很重要。
I said, don't wait. Just don't go to that gathering that you want to go to. You have to go to a church.
那我讲什么意思呢？其实就是要简单的相信。
So what I wanted to share is that to simply believe.
你自己要简单的祷告。
That you have to just pray.
你不要搞复杂。
You don't make your prayer so complicated.
我刚才说了，不要说我有罪啊，没来教会，到神不听。No, 简单，爸爸，我来了，神啊，我来了，谢谢你，耶稣。
And stop making excuses, but simply just come to Him and say, Father, I'm here. Thank you, God.
你简单的就来到他的跟前，为别人祷告也是这样，简单的祷告，不要说哎呀，这个人，三十多岁不信主，如日中天的。我为什么刚才说你不要把这个思想放在你的脑子里面？
It's like when you pray for others, don't have the mindset of thinking about what their situation is. Simply,
对你不要觉得他是一个很聪明的人、很理性的人，可能不接受主，不要珍惜。
Don't have the mindset that maybe he won't accept what you say.
为什么？因为神是大能的神。
But simply believe because God is a powerful God.
我给很多人都会，陌生人都会祷告祝福。
I often pray and bless strangers.
我记得只有一个人拒绝过我。
There's only been one case where they have said no.
你好多时候你觉得人会拒绝你，他不会的，高兴得不得了。他就是谢谢你，谢谢你，没有人为我祝福过，就你为我祝福。
I know sometimes we may feel, people won't want me to pray for them, but this is really not the case. Many people want to be blessed.
因为我们把事情搞复杂。
We often make the things more complicated than it is.
我刚才讲讲那个为什么有一个人不接受我的祷告。
So I mentioned there's only been one case where they rejected.
因为他说他妈妈呢非常的虔诚，在教会里面，就说他小时候的时候呢，他一做错事情，妈妈就拿地狱来吓唬他。
The reason why he didn't want to be prayed because his mother when he was younger, she would always just talk about hell to scare him.
所以我碰到他的时候，他也是我的租客。他已经四十多岁。
So when I met him, he's already 40 something years old.
我给他祷告，他说 No, 不能给我祷告。
So when I wanted to pray for him, he said No, don't pray for him.
我说为什么呢？
I said why?
他就跟我讲他妈妈的故事。
And then he started sharing about his mom.
所以他现在既怕地狱又怕上帝。
So right now he's scared of hell and scared of God.
有很严重的忧郁症。
He's also suffering from depression.
很多的惧怕在里面。
A lot of scared, a lot of things he's afraid of.
因为他需要什么？需要宗教吗？他需要 good news.
Is it religion that he needs? No, it's the good news of God that he needs.
好，我们一起来祷告。但请大家起立，一起来祷告。
We can stand and pray.
主，我们今天再次的来悔改在你面前。
Father, we just come in front, come before you and just repent.
因为时候到了，天国近了。
Time is near and your kingdom has come.
你们要悔改，要信福音。
And you've asked us to repent and to believe in the good news.
主，我们再次的回转归向。
Father, again, we just turn ourselves and turn ourselves to you.
相信你的福音。
And believe in what you shared.
相信你在十字架上已经担当了我们一切的罪。
What you have done for us on the cross,
包括我们这种以宗教来压迫人的罪，你也赦免了。
Including as we push religion onto others, the sin that you have already forgiven us.
啊，我们各样的罪，你都已经赦免了。
That all of our sins has been forgiven.
你已经完全的担当了。
That you have taken it all upon yourself.
你说信的人就有福了。
And you said that if you believe, there will be blessing.
你说那时候犹太人问你说我们当做什么功才算是在服侍主呢
So, the Jews had asked, what should we do to be in service for you?
但是你说信圣所差来的就是做神的功
And you responded by simply believe.
今天我们简单的来相信
Today we just want to believe.
相信已经赦免了我们
That you have already forgiven us.
相信我们已经和父神和好
Believe that we are right.
相信今天我们就要称再次的说重新的定位我们自己我们是你的儿女
That we are your children.
是你所爱的
That you love.
一切的产业都是我们的
And all that we have already received all your inheritance.
主我们相信你和我们同在
That you are with us.
因为耶稣的另外一个名字就是以马内利，就是同在。
Because Jesus' name is Emmanuel, which means God with us.
主啊，谢谢你，你赦免我们的罪，最重要的目的是让我们和你同在。
Father, thank you for forgiving our sins so that we can be with you.
当我们全能的上帝和我们同在的时候，还有什么不能成就的呢
？And when you are with us, there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing that can be done.
主，我们谢谢你。
Father, we give you thanks.
谢谢你。今天我们就要经历宽恕的这样的一个自由。
That we experience the freedom that comes through your salvation.
Forgiveness. 今天我们就开始要经历你医治的大能。
That we're gonna experience the power of your healing.
今天我们就要开始来经历你同在的真实。
That we experience.Your presence.
今天我们要经历你来祝福的大能。
We'll experience your blessings.
我们再次要相信我们的经济要放纵。
And we believe that our financial issues will be turned away.
我们的人际关系要放纵。
Our relationship with others.
我们每个人的家庭都要受祝福。
That all of our families will be blessed.
我们周围的人看到我们你的祝福在我们身上的时候，他们就归荣耀给天上的父。
When others see the blessings in our life, that they will give praises to you.
当我们高举耶稣的时候，耶稣就要吸引万人来归我，来归他。
When we lift up the name of Jesus, that many thousands will come and just believe in him.
谢谢你。
Father, we thank you.
谢谢你，你爱我。
Thank you that you love us.
好，在大家坐下之前，你对旁边的那位姐妹说：“神爱你。”
You can just tell the people beside you that Jesus loves you.
你是一个义人，你要告诉他你是一个义人，因为神说你是义人。
That you are righteous.
神说你是义人。
God said you are already righteous. You're made righteous.
感谢主。好，大家可以有两三个人在一起，有些简短的彼此的祝福。
As we end, we can just come into groups of two or three and just bless each other.
Amen. 谢谢威廉的翻译。